Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Crypto 101 podcast, where we love talking all things crypto. Now, in today's podcast, we get to dive into one of the leaders of the decentralized exchange place. In fact, a lot of you have probably used this decentralized exchange because it's called PancakeSwap. So if you've ever used this, maybe you've heard about it, maybe you've thought about interacting with it. Well, this is going to be the podcast for you. And as a result of this, we've actually brought in the head chef from PancakeSwap. So welcome, Chef Kids.
Hi, Brendan.
Hey there. Well, hey, it's great to have you here. We're excited to have you on and talk all things PancakeSwap related. But I guess before we get into the nitty gritty, before we dive into the weeds and all the intricacies of PancakeSwap, just introduce us to yourself and what got you started off, not only in crypto, but I guess this role specifically.
Yeah, for sure. Firstly, thank you, Brendan, for having me here. It's a pleasure to connect with all the members, via your channel. Hi, everyone. This is Chef Keys. I just stepped into the head chef of PancakeSwap. So actually, my journey to this position has been quite an adventure. As a long-time advocate for Web3 and DeFi, I have spent several years, actually in the past six to seven years, I spent myself or immerse myself in the crypto or DeFi sectors, particularly focused on, the foundation of the trading sectors. I tried different rules. I worked for, I have my own protocols, worked for several protocols, started my own company and worked for CEX and now worked for, a DEX. So stepping into the role as the head chef is an incredible honor for sure. And moving forward, I'm trying to make DeFi more accessible to the mass public and trying to bridge the gap between the traditional CeFi and DeFi sectors. So that's kind of, a brief, intro about myself.
No, I think that's perfect. And so I guess give us more details. What role would you say that the head chef is in charge of? Like if we had to compare this to maybe a traditional title, like a CEO, COO, CMO, like how would you, best describe the role of the head chef?
Well, PancakeSwap, is normally we call, the people who contribute in the protocol, we call, we are working in the kitchen, right? We have different chefs, chefs are working on the community, chefs are working on the marketing, chefs are working on the, tech side and products, et cetera. The head chefs generally, managing or monitoring or overseeing, the different chefs work and also try to make sure, the direction or the efficiency of the whole kitchen is on the right track and also kind of a front face to communicate with the committee members to make sure, the direction of the PancakeSwap is fully aligned with the committee members and also work, can try to fully utilize and leveraging all chefs, in the kitchen to contribute back to the protocols. And that's kind of the rule.
No, that makes sense. And for listeners that are hearing this going, what are they talking about with food and chefs and kitchens? Well, there's a theme here. The project is called PancakeSwap. And so there's a food theme and obviously with that, a chef theme in a lot of these roles and features, as you'll hear us probably continue to talk about in this episode here today. And I guess with that, let's go ahead and just walk through like the high level overview of what PancakeSwap is and its role in DeFi.
Have you ever wanted to trade Bitcoin but haven't dared tried? With Plus 500 futures, you can trade crypto without the hassle of opening a wallet. With just a few clicks, you can register and start practicing with their free and unlimited demo. See a trading opportunity? You'll be able to trade in just two clicks. Feel ready? You can move to real money with as little as $100 once your account is approved. And the great thing is that in addition to crypto, Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments like the S&P 500, NASDAQ, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices like energy, metals, Forex, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade anytime, anywhere. Experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for with Plus 500. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify, and this is not personal financial advice. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
Yeah, for sure. PancakeSwap, we launched back in 2020, and we actually has quickly become one of the leading decentralized exchange in the DeFi space. We are well recognized for our low transaction fee, high speed trading, and user-friendly platform. And, you know, our platform is operating on an automated market maker model, which play a very important role in our ecosystem. This AMM model enabled the liquidity provider to contribute assets to various liquidity pools. These contributions are essentially for, you know, facilitating smooth and efficient trading for users. So by leveraging community support through liquidity provision, we enhance the overall trading experiences and ensure that transactions are, you know, can be executed quickly and cost effectively. And also at PancakeSwap, you know, our mission, we always say we're trying to offer, you know, we're offering, you know, a seamless and accessible DeFi experiences. That's basically, you know, how PancakeSwap works.
Got it. And so PancakeSwap started out as servicing primarily the Binance Smart Chain. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, we are initially launched on BNB Chain and quickly established us as the number one DEX on the chain.
Got it. And in recent months here, I've seen you all expanding to the ETH mainnet and Polygon, Arbitrum, Base, a handful of others as well. Is that right?
Yeah. That's you know, correct. Because, you know, since those early days, you know, especially in the past 2 years, you know, we have expanded our presence significantly. And now we in our, you know, our platform are supporting, we are supporting a total of 9 different chains, including Ethereum, Aptos, Polygon, ZK EVM, ZK Sync, Arbitrum, Luna, Base, and OpenBNB. So, you know, the decision is the decision to broaden our reach and support this additional network actually very aligned with our vision of providing a seamless and accessible DeFi experiences. Because, you know, as the blockchain landscape has, you know, evolved over the past several years, we have seen a growing numbers of users and also DEXs emerging on various chains. And this expansion has created opportunities for us to enhance our product offerings and user experiences across different diversity, you know, this diversify our diversity ecosystems.
No, I think that's really cool because we've seen this big push to kind of interconnect different forms of blockchain tech. And I really like the addition of some of these L2s here because I was looking at a metric this morning at the time of recording this. And I saw that Base actually had more traders on it than all of every other Ethereum layer 2 combined. And Base is one of the ecosystems, and it's one of the layer 2s that you all support over here. So what it really does is it expands the ecosystem and the sphere of influence that the users on your platform can interact with. I think it's a win-win where everything becomes a little bit more interconnected. It becomes a little bit easier to use and it becomes less segmented in the sense that people don't have to go to a different place. They don't have to have, number one, a different wallet to interact with every one of these L2s or different chains. And then number two, they don't have to go to a different place to interact with everything. I mean, in the past, we almost had to do that. It was a bit of a hassle. It was like, oh, if I wanted to go make this transaction, I'd have to go over here to that DEX. If I wanted to make this this transaction on that layer two, I'd have to go over there. And I think one of the big cool pushes that we've seen in PancakeSwap here recently is that whether it's the Binance Smart Chain, the Ethereum mainnet, a plethora of the mainstream L2s, we can do a lot of those practices, whether it's swapping, whether it's, I believe, staking, liquidity provision, whatever it may be, we can do a lot of those from a single decentralized exchange, which is big. It really is because it allows users to have so much more freedom and also makes the entire onboarding process a lot less complicated.
Bingo. And that's perfect. You know, adding supporting for these layer two solutions and other networks, you know, was driven by our objective to address the existing gaps and, you know, capitalize the opportunity within the DeFi space. As you mentioned, you know, by focusing on the product protocols or the, you know, the product pipelines, we realized, you know, many DEX were falling short in functionality and user experiences. So that's exactly the reason why, you know, in the past 2 years, we expanded to several different chains, because we saw that by improving the accessibility and the trading efficiency on these emerging networks, PancakeSwap, you know, can fill a crucial market gap. So that's, you know, the strategic expansion enable us to provide more seamless and efficient trading experiences, helping users to navigate the evolving DeFi landscape with, you know, a greater S, and users can be more easily to jump different chains and only they can only operate everything on PancakeSwap.
Got it. So, I mean, let's talk about some of these different features that users can expect if they go to PancakeSwap, right? Because right off the face, people are looking at this as a decentralized exchange, and they're going to go, okay, well, I can make swaps here. Now, I'm actually a user of PancakeSwap. I've been using all of you for years now. But there's more than just swapping when it comes to a DEX, especially a DEX like PancakeSwap, because you can not only do the swaps, again, on all those different chains, but you can also do things like farming and liquidity pool provision, and then you can also stake as well. Would you say that those are like the three primary functions, or is, you know, maybe there a fourth or a fifth that I missed?
Yeah, I should say you are correct. You know, these are the core, you know, the three of the top three, you know, core product for us. So as we discussed earlier, you know, PancakeSwap operate on AMM model, right? So which allow the liquidity providers to contribute assets to our liquidity pools. So when users, you know, or LP added their tokens to these pools, they facilitate the trade that occur on our platforms. So in return, they earn a portion of the transaction fee generated from this trading. So this means that by providing liquidity, users are not just passively holding tokens, but actively earn trading fees. So that's exactly farming. Right, so on swap is quite, you know, straightforward. You just, you know, swap, you know, token A to token B, and you know you can do whatever kind of, you know, swap on PancakeSwap. And also comparing with the other DEX, you know, PancakeSwap offers several distinct advantages. Our platform is deployed on 9 chains, and the broad network support means users have more options for providing liquidity and the farming cake reward. For VE cake, you know, it's kind of incentive, or it's kind of program to give back our community members. You know, the people, if you want to stake the cake on our platforms, you know, if you want a stake cake, you will get a V cake. And this V cake will enable you the voting power every 2 weeks on our gauges voting. So this is kind of the top three product we have right now. But definitely comparing with, and also PancakeSwap is very well known for our, you know, comprehensive product, you know, type. So apart from this, you know, top three product, we definitely have a lot of other products. If you go to our website, we have, you know, the projections, the lotteries, the NFT plays and the games, etc. We always say PancakeSwap is the one-stop shop for, you know, DeFi players. So you can do everything or try every new product on our platforms. But top three is exactly the same, you know, the three product you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, let's continue to dive into DeFi, because one of my favorite features of PancakeSwap is the farming mechanism, or, you know, as people also like to call it, liquidity provision, where people can go in with collateral, typically in two different assets. Let's just say it's BNB and Tether. And then they can provide liquidity and earn a yield. And that yield is variable, but what they're essentially doing is enabling users to make swaps in a seamless manner without slippage. And because you're helping the DEX operate smoothly, you're earning a percentage of those transaction fees. Is that correct? And that's how people are able to earn a yield from farming, essentially?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you know, that's really cool, because people look at the crypto space and they go, well, you know, what are these different ways that I can earn additional income? And then, you know, the obvious one is you can trade. The other obvious one is that you can stake. And then the third one that I think less people know about is this idea of farming or liquidity providing. And it's really cool, because every single different pairing is going to have its own unique, essentially yield. And that yield is going to be getting paid out on a pretty consistent basis. I'm not sure what the payout is on PancakeSwap, but usually it's like every day, or is, you know, sometimes it's even faster than that. But you get paid out for providing liquidity. And those funds are getting used, and you're helping transactions flow smoothly. And every time you do that, you're generating more fees. And so for some of these pairings, you might be getting 20% APY. For others, you might be getting 50% APY. For other pairings, you can get even more than that, and you can go higher. And a lot of this flows off of supply and demand. And again, these are varying yields. But I think it's something that the average listener has probably heard the least about in all of these features, which is a cool one. And it, you know, again, it's something that I have done through PancakeSwap before. And Yeah, I would say it's probably, would you agree with me in the sense that it's probably one of the lesser known, I guess, like use cases of just in general of DeFi?
Yes, kind of, because you know, normally when people, and actually it's not for PancakeSwap, right? You know, normally when people think about DAX, they always say swap is the core function. But as you mentioned, you know, apart from the swap, you know, the farming or liquidity, you know, provider can get extra yield. That's, I mean, much more important. You know, it's a way for us to, you know, return back to our committee members. That's exactly the foundation of how AMM, you know, DEX works.
Yeah. And the cool thing about it is that, you know, you can do this when the market's going any direction. You know, it's not something where you can just capitalize on this when the market's going up. And that's usually the way that people think about capitalizing on the crypto market is when it goes up. But this is something where, you know, if you are farming and providing liquidity, it doesn't matter if the market's going up or sideways or down. It's something that you can be doing at all points of the market. And the yield is still going to be there. Again, it's going to vary, but it's going to be something that is around regardless, which I think is quite an enticing thing. It's not nearly as stressful. I think it's definitely a lot lower on the stress spectrum as someone who likes to do both trading, you know, high frequency trading and liquidity pools. But I find that a little bit reassuring. It's just kind of the more easy, calming nature of it once you understand it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, as long as, you know, you hold any tokens, you can add, you can put your tokens to any pools that are related, or, you know, you can also, you know, create pools by yourself, right? And that's, you know, as I mentioned, it's no matter it's bear market or bull market, you can always utilize the token in your hand to generate more revenue or profit for you.
Yeah. Well, let's look at like a PancakeSwap against, you know, maybe some of the other main decentralized exchanges, especially ones that interact with Ethereum. You know, the two that come to my mind is you have Uniswap, you have SushiSwap, and there's obviously a lot of other players out there as well. I guess, what are some of the things that makes PancakeSwap stand out in the DEX space?
Well, yeah, you know, not only, you know, the several names you mentioned, they are, you know, more chains are coming out and emerging more chains, and almost every chain have their native DEX. And so it means more DEX are coming out as well, right? So we have, but, you know, actually, you know, from the industry-wise, it's a good thing. It means the whole industry is growing, you know, have more joiners or, you know, players, and you know, it's a good thing for the whole industry. And as, you know, in the DEX sector, PancakeSwap, you know, firstly, I guess, you know, the very important thing to flag is we have been in the sector for in the past 4 years, and we are always building in the sector. And it's, you know, we are relatively in the crypto DeFi sectors, so we are not a new protocol. So normally we are not, you know, on the trending things, we are not, you know, within or on the most, you know, popular or hot narratives. But we are, you know, incorporated 4 years ago, and we have been building, you know, the features in the past 4 years. And that's, you know, a very important thing to remember. Secondly, comparing with all the DEX currently in the market right now, a very important difference is, you know, as I mentioned, PancakeSwap is the DEX that provide the most comprehensive product. Normally, all the DEX only have swap, you know, or perps or farming spend. You know, for us, if you go to our website, we have more than 9 or 10, you know, products, including, as I mentioned, you know, prediction lottery, you know, NFT games. We are trying to creating a marketplace for all the players, you know, not only for users, but also for the, you know, protocols for the project that they can come to PancakeSwap to do certain, you know, collaborations and fully leveraging our platform to reach out to the real users. So that's a very important, distinct, you know, advantage we have.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that you mentioned inside there was the 4-year anniversary of PancakeSwap. So first of all, congratulations! It's a huge milestone, and it's been cool to see the platform really grow into what it is and as expansive as it's become. But I guess with that 4-year anniversary that's coming up here, you know, what can users expect from this new version? And I guess also, how do you think it's going to be able to enhance the experience compared to maybe previous iterations?
it's an honor for me to celebrate the fourth anniversary together with all the chefs in the kitchen and also the community members. So in the first, before we step into, the future, or, looking forward in the futures, I would like to give a little bit, highlight about what we did or what we accomplished in the past 4 years. So, we have reached a cumulative trading volume at, 828 billings, which is, 37% year-on-year growth. And the total value locked on our platform has reached to $1.58 billion as well. And also the users we have, we have expanded to 41.7 million across 9 different chains. All these figures actually is an important driving force for us, for all the chefs in the kitchen to moving, to carry on, this prosperity. So 4 year is, as I mentioned, is a very, it's an important or big, milestone for us. So going forward, how we can carry on this prosperity, this success, and how we can moving, Pancake Shop to the next step. So it means, for us, we have, currently we are focused on several things. Because, for me, we have, in the past 6 to 7 years, I always believe no matter what protocols, either you are a DEX, a CEX, chain, or, a protocols or, staking or farming, whatever, whatever sectors or product you are focused on, the product is always the key to attract users, and it's always the key to last, right? So first, we really, highly focused on, our product. And, recently we have launched a redesigned version of our farm page. This is actually a first step for us to revisit or to kind of have a comprehensive revamp our swap page and also the whole website. Because, we have a, big advantage. We have a lot of, product, but the problem coming along with, since we have a lot of product, is kind of sometimes it'll be a little bit confusing for our users to find the right, product or to find the right place. So that's the kind of reason why we're doing the, comprehensive revamp for the whole website right now. And the second thing is we are committed to enhancing community engagement. I think, for every project in the crypto sector, so everybody is aware that a community is kind of the base, is the foundation. It's the same thing for PancakeSwap as well, right? So for this year, and also going forward, we have different, systems, including the Gidget Votings, the VKick systems, and also the meetups, the physical meetups or workshops, the feedback sessions. We need to have more direct interaction or communication with our community members. And certainly is, how we can have a better or, more, ecosystem to commit, to serve our users in the future. So that's the things, we have recently announced the V4 white paper. It's a key part of this effort, and it outlines our plans to enable the developers to build on our platforms and introduce new features.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like there's a big focus on making this as accessible as possible. Because, at least in my experience, as someone who's been around in the space for a while, DEXs didn't used to be an easy thing to use. And even people who regularly used crypto sometimes were like, I don't know if I want to go to a DEX. But nowadays, we've seen a big shift. And I think that's one of the things that you're referring to here, is that we've seen a big shift in making DEXs, all futures of them, whether it's swapping, staking, liquidity pools, farming, whatever it may be, the big emphasis seems to be on making the barrier to accessibility or the ease of access and lowering that so that anyone can come onto this thing for the first time. Say that they have a little bit of Ethereum in a wallet, they can come on here and get an understanding of what to do, where to go, what to click on, and it doesn't have to be rocket science. And, I would say that that's one of the biggest things for crypto moving forward. Because, coming out of that previous market cycle where there were some unfortunate collapses with DeFi, I think people got scared and they got a little bit nervous. But one of the things that remained solid was the true decentralized part of DeFi. All the DEXs were pretty much the ones that came out unscathed. And it was a lot of the players that were trying to make DeFi centralized. A lot of those centralized players that had single points of failure, those were the ones who unfortunately fell through, and it wasn't the DEXs for the most part. And I think for me, I find reassurance in that. So maybe to our listeners, if you're listening in and you're tired of getting caught up, you know, maybe you got chopped up in the previous market from some of those centralized collapses. Well, maybe this is your wake-up call to get a wallet and look into some of these DEXs like PancakeSwap, because there you can do transactions. You don't have to worry about leaving funds on an exchange. You don't have to worry about trusting, you know, this custodian with your money and pray that they don't collapse like FTX. And a lot of this, you know, a lot of aspects of crypto can be done yourself these days. So, yeah, you know, I just think PancakeSwap is another way to do that. So, you know, if you are someone that's interested in looking into that, definitely check PancakeSwap out because they are potentially a way for you to avoid those centralized exchanges. And if you had something bad happen to you and you're afraid to get back into crypto because you don't want that same kind of risk again, this is another alternative where you don't have to worry about the same stuff. But another question that I had for you here is I just want to talk about like DeFi as an industry, like the high level DeFi, because this has been something that you have been plugged into for a while now. And you've also seen it change quite a bit. I guess like what are some of the biggest changes that you've seen happen to DeFi that you have been excited about?
Yeah, the DeFi industry has changed a lot, I should say. Because, you know, when the DeFi first started, it was the new and complex idea as, you know, it's kind of rocket science, right? Which made it challenging for many users who are more comfortable with traditional finance platform. But now things has really taken off. Today, more and more people are getting involved in the DeFi. And we have seen a lot of new decentralized exchange and chain, you know, popping up, which shows that the industry is growing quickly. There's a lot of new talent joining the space, which highlight the exciting potential of DeFi. So with so many chains and networks in the space right now, this raises a key question. I guess, you know, Brandon, you already mentioned, where users truly become, you know, chain agnostic or stick with platforms that best meet their needs or, you know, requirement, even if that means, you know, staying with a specific blockchain. So the future of the DeFi will likely, you know, involve more integration and a solution focused on users' requirement or needs. The challenge for DEX and the other DeFi platform will be to keep improving and offering great values, helping users navigating, you know, within the space. For, you know, how we can make the DeFi sector, or how we can make the DeFi or the DApp is usable or operational or functional to my dad, you know, to my grandma, you know, who are 60 or 70 years old. And that's a quite important question. And yeah. I understand, you know, more and more people, even, you know, my grandma or my parents, you know, their ages, they're interested, but, you know, they will be, you know, very concerned about how they can get onboarded. If we can say, you know, in the future, in the next several years, if we have more than 100 chains and then 100 DEX and then more than 1,000 wallets, and what's the best one to use for these people, especially for newbies? That's kind of, you know, the challenge right now. I do think, you know, we are moving a little bit, but, you know, in the next 4 years, we do see more and more innovation technologies or, you know, protocols can solve the problems.
So you think the next era of DeFi is going to be something that's not only more accessible, but probably something that's maybe like a little bit more intercorrelated or interconnected? Is that right?
Yeah. So for the next era of DeFi, we're already seeing some of the changes that might shape the next era of DeFi. There are more chains, you know, more DEX than ever before. Many users have many more choices, but within these choices coming new challenges, like managing multiple platforms, understanding how they work together. So in the future, a big focus will be on making it easier for users to move in assets across the different chains, as you mentioned, the internal system. So right now, the users, we have several bridge products already, but right now, users often need to handle multiple gas tokens for different networks, which is very confusing. Solutions like account abstraction could simplify the whole process by making transactions across the various, you know, the different chains more straightforward.
Got it. Well, hey, we really appreciate you coming on here. Before we let you go, I got one more question for you. And I just want to know if you can share any kind of plans or maybe future endeavors that you have in store for over here. You know, if there's anything big that's coming to PancakeSwap that you want to let the masses know about.
For sure is V4. You know, the V4, you know, we announced the white paper already, and we have a plan to launch, you know, to launch it in the Q3 or Q4. It's kind of an upgrade, you know, of our core business, which is swap business. And hopefully, you know, this, you know, new upgrade will get more developers, you know, building on PancakeSwap, you know, to, and, you know, all these hooks built by the developers can, the end goal is to ease users' experiences, can give users more seamless experiences and have more easier onboarding process for them.
That makes sense. So we're going to see improvements to all aspects of PancakeSwap moving forward with this V4. It sounds exciting. Again, as a user myself, I think that this is going to be something that I'm looking forward to, you know, and I hope all the listeners are paying attention to this as well as the DeFi space continues to improve. And I think that's one of the big takeaways from this is that we are seeing DeFi not only recover, but move forward to a bigger, better version, especially in comparison to anything that we have ever seen in the past. So, Chef, we appreciate you coming on here. Where can people follow you and all of your socials if they want to follow what PancakeSwap is doing?
Yeah, they can follow PancakeSwap for sure.
Perfect. And is it just the name PancakeSwap on like Twitter? Is there a, you know, Discord or anywhere else that they can go to?
They can go to Twitter to follow up the PancakeSwap. Yeah, PancakeSwap exactly.
Perfect. Well, Chef, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you sharing all your insights on the world of DeFi. And once again, thank you for joining.
Thank you, Brett, for having me. Thank you.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.